You're ready?
Podcast! Welcome to this. I don't know if it's gonna be a mini episode or a part of a bigger episode, but we're in Osaka.
Yay!
Day two for day one of the Icon concert. It's our second day here, but we went to the first day of the Icon concerts.
You are?
Here. I'm Dane, also known as Icon Fast Fiction.
I'm Pal, also known as Icon Pickfix in Stan Twitter.
Yes.
So
we just came from the concert like hours ago, yeah. And then we had a couple of drinks.
No, not a couple. Well, it's a lot of drinks.
And now we just want to share our initial feels,
yeah,
about the concert, because we cried a lot. Are we the only two people who were like losers, yeah, like that?
Please let us know if we're not the only ones, because it was really emotional for us.
If you were in Osaka day one, please let us know if you cried as well, because we cried a lot. Why did you cry, Pao? In which part?
Maybe we should do a rundown of how the day was for us, okay, before we
don't went you want to do that when we're more sober? But okay, sure, go.
Just to give everyone context.
Okay, so go.
We just started the day, you know, normal. We ate fluffy.
We had a really good brunch in Mikasa Deco, yeah, Cafe,
and we had a really good coffee.
Yes.
So, and then from there, we went straight to
Osaka Jo Hall.
Yeah.
And which then, is within Osaka Castle grounds.
Yeah. And in all fairness, we did well with the trains here in Japan.
Yeah.
And we started our day with merches.
So we lined up for merch.
Yeah, we lined up for merch. And then we bought a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm surprised that Dane actually really bought a lot
Into merch, I once said. I think that has changed today.
Yeah. Icon made her change her mind.
To be fair, this experience as well, like, I don't think I'll be ordering stuff online, but just being able to line up and be excited about which merch to buy, and then getting together after while waiting for the concert and like looking at all the stuff you bought.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun. It was also fun when they gave me, Icon Pickfix and PD Nim gave me a shirt from the tour.
Aww.
I was so touched for my birthday.
It was her birthday, so you deserve it, man.
And I wore it during the concert.
She's still wearing it now.
Yeah, I was still wearing it now, yeah, because we just got home. That was good.
Yeah.
So fun. What did you buy?
I already have a light stick, the Korean version, version 2.
Yeah.
But I bought a Hon bat. The John bat. Because, you know, when you're a fan and when you're a merch lady, you just have to, like, buy more merch for yourself. And then I wasn't supposed to buy the topper, but then... No, actually, it's not just Dane. I was planning to buy the name keyring. But the thing is, it's random. So, I want to get Bobby. But the thing is, since it's random, so I didn't risk it. So, I ended up buying a topper for my John bat.
Yes.
Hooray! And then, apparently, after that, so we are scanning Stan Twitter, and then Dane showed me a Hanbin video, which made me sold out to buying more merch.
That's what sold you to it? I thought it was just my really good convincing skills.
No. It was really Hanbin.
Wait, what video did I even show you?
The one from the encore.
Yeah, and he's in like a black tank top. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So. I just feel personally that if you already have a Korean combat, it would only make sense for you to buy a Japanese combat if you also bought a topper. Because that's like the defining thing that differentiates the two.
That's true.
So
I bought a con bag.
And then she also bought a con bag, which I knew she was gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I bought the same. I also
got a con bat.
A John bat.
Yeah.
With a June topper, which is a good because by the time we had come back to buy for
the second round
to buy
of
the
merch,
Han
yeah.
bag and for me to buy a towel, Bobby's and June's and Jinan's toppers were sold out.
Yeah, we're
so it really out, made so. Good sense to buy it early.
Yeah. So yeah. there. So that's yeah. And we
what
saw Kronk.
Did we get? Oh yeah. We saw Kronk, which was funny.
I was actually hopeful that it was Dongyuk, but apparently I don't think it's Dongyuk.
I don't think. He stayed too. I mean, Kronk stayed out too long.
Like 5 minutes before we lined up for
the was the only time he left. And he was super energetic and like he looked like a professional.
There's actually
mascot
a
person.
Yeah. There's actually a post of PDNM about like the sulking.
Him sulking. Kronk. It's so cute. Yeah.
It was so cute. And then okay, on to the main event. So we went inside and we were seated actually at the almost at the topmost, right? But it wasn't so bad.
It was
man.
Like a was, like I was really expecting good. Nosebleed seats, but we actually it was yeah. pretty good. Like I'm not complaining.
And then we got to our seats, and then we thought that there was a fan project since there were yeah. like magazines or like stuff on our seats. But then we realized that it was just a magazine. And then yeah, we were actually slightly hopeful that there's going to be a cake for their
anniversary
debut anniversary, but there's none.
There was nothing. There wasn't even water being sprayed around.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if
it's like a Japan,
is it Japan thing
that you're not
yeah, I'm
supposed
not sure
to.
Also. Yeah.
So, but then, yeah. And then there's, what else? Oh, the concert started on time-ish.
Ish, yeah.
Like
yeah,
5 minutes
good.
Late, but that's not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the emotional part really gave in when they appeared after, like, the intro. And then I had to count, like, how many members are there, were there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I counted 6, like, oh, shit. So, yeah. Hanbin is really not there.
It's really not there.
Like, I was hopeful for some reason. It's weird because, yeah, yesterday he was being investigated.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure he's not allowed to fly out. But I had to count. Like, it's that bad, man. So, how about you? Like, how did you feel when you found out, like, there's just 6 of them?
Like, every song where I knew or I could tell that they cut out Hanbin's parts,
yeah.
or someone else sang it for him, was literally like a punch to the gut. Like,
yeah.
it hurt. Like, yeah. But the first time I broke down was in Love Scenario. It's not even like my favorite song. But
yeah,
because
right.
I knew that Dongyuk was going to sing his part.
And the intro was going to be sung by June.
So, by the time Dongyuk was singing Hanbin's part, yeah, like, I just couldn't help it. I just started crying.
Yeah. I totally get you, yeah.
And that, but then I really cried.
For the second part,
Before the second part.
Yeah. When they sang Wait For Me.
Wait For Me, yeah. Because I wasn't familiar with, like, the Japanese version, and apparently in the Japanese version, there's like an English part.
I wanna see you again.
And yeah. so, and for some reason they had that on the screen. Like, they didn't have the lyrics on the screen.
That's
but
actually very weird for me.
I know.
That's the only song that they have like lyrics on
and
the
it wasn't
screen.
Even all of the songs. Yeah. I mean, not all of the lyrics. So that got me. And then I don't know if this was part of like the whole sort of concert, but then when they went down from the stage there after that song, they really had like sad faces on, and I don't know if it was like a
and they had like the final lyrics of I Want to See You Again on
exactly
the stage. So I don't know how to feel about that.
And then the camera sort of panned to like so like close-up shots of each of them, and they all looked somber, and it was so weird because Bobby was actually looking pretty happy.
Yeah
like that
yeah.
like throughout the sort of concert until that part.
Right.
And I don't know if they were acting or like it was part of like, you know, emoting for the song, but that got to me. And then what got to me after was because there's like a break. I mean, the lights are turned down after that. So you only see like the confire and it's all quiet.
Yeah.
But then the crowd started to sing Long Time No See.
Yeah. And it has been continuous until they appeared.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my gosh, like that. Yeah, I just got crying. I don't even know, man. Like, I was just crying. I just couldn't help it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the way Jinan was crying in Mix and Match. I don't know. Like, when he was trying not to cry, but he was still crying, that's how I was.
I was trying to not to really break down, to be honest. I was an emotional wreck.
Yeah, I heard you heaving, man.
I was trying not to, because if I try like to heave that much, I would have been
even more of a mess. Yeah.
I'm gonna be like a messy person.
Yeah.
So So yeah, so it was really emotional, to be honest.
Yeah, and then like after,
I mean, so yeah, just for context, also we are coming from, we last saw them in 11/11.
Well, we saw them at the Mexicana fan site, but it wasn't a concert.
But even so, like the Mexicana fan sign, Hanbin was our MVP. I think
we
mentioned that in one of our episodes.
Yes.
And it was totally genuine.
Mm-hmm.
For this one, for this concert, they're genuine, but there's really something missing. Like, I kept on telling PDNM and Dane that it's not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, it feels like so horrible for me.
What was super weird to me, like when you say it wasn't the same, was like everything was so evenly matched and in even numbers. Like they teamed up in pairs, and then there was this other part where there were three members on the left side of the stage and three members on the right side of the stage. And then in Shinoshi Jack, at the end of the part where they pose and then they're all doing chest popping, and Hanbin's supposed to be the one in the center, but like there was no center. It was like a clean cut in between, like three people on the left. It was too symmetrical, and it's so weird. Like I need that odd number to make it seem like, you know, it's weird.
What made it more odd is that there were pairs, right, for solos or for duets.
Yes,
I think I'm used to like having like a Bobby solo and a BI solo and then a double B performance.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy that they did a lot. They did Surf.
Surf and Firework were amazing.
Oh my gosh. Like, I mean, I can't even describe my feels.
That was really good. Yeah.
I did wish for that, right?
yeah. You did. We had that
episode.
Game where we made you choose like double B or Bob Dong.
In
you
which chose case, Bob Dong. I'm not sure if I would regret that. No, I don't regret it. But, you know, now that everything has happened, I really think that double B should actually really come to life.
Of course.
With a full-fledged album.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know when will that happen. I'm still hopeful though.
And then it was also our first time to see Worldwide performed live, which was great.
Bobby was twerking. Oh my gosh,
that was so fun.
Bobby was really literally twerking.
That was
from
really good.
I don't know.
And then and we have to say that we don't speak Japanese and don't understand Nihongo, so we didn't understand a lot of the stuff that they were talking about. But they seem to have a lot of fun, and the audience is laughing along with them, so that's cute. And I could tell that Junae and Yunyoung kept bickering, and there was a part where they were, well, when Jinan was teasing Bobby with Junae. So those are the parts I remember.
I think,
but they're all like pretty funny.
Props to Jinan and Junae for leading the.
Definitely.
The conversation, the ments.
Yeah.
It was really epic, I think.
That's the one that kind of hurts too, is you can kind of tell they were all sort of overcompensating because they know they have to fill up the space of someone as big as Hanbin. OMG. So I felt that. I felt they were working extra hard. Like, and I guess Bobby in particular was working physically harder. I mean, he would sit on the benches, on the bench, while they were doing the ments. I imagine because he was kind of tired. I mean, he was doing all the rap parts.
I saw tweet in Stan Twitter that, you know, they mentioned that, you know, the stair saga continues.
Yeah.
He has been doing that ever since the Japan leg, so.
Yeah. I used to think that he was really just kind of being emotional, but I think he was just really physically tired.
Yeah.
Like, it's taking a toll.
Yeah,
on him.
He did have like solo events prior to this.
Yeah, and just the concert itself, you're like performing the parts
of filling two shoes.
Yeah, so yeah. That said, like he was still pretty energetic that time. He had a really great smile.
Right.
And he seemed pretty happy actually.
I really think that we can't compare this concert.
Definitely.
And another thing. The Japanese fans are really well behaved, to be honest. I mean, Dane and I, and even PDNM would transform during concerts. But for this one, I'm kind of, like, reserved.
Yeah, we're pretty, like, held back. We held back.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I guess that's about it. I was actually hopeful that when the fans were actually asking for more, like, encore.
Yeah.
I thought, like, they're going to pop up somewhere.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, it's okay because I'm pretty sure the boys are tired also.
Yeah.
With all the chaos in Kansai Airport and all that.
Oh, yeah. They have one more day tomorrow as well, which is supposedly the last day of the tour.
Yeah, the last leg of the tour.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a lot they're going through, I suppose.
I have to say that the boys did so well. And I'm pretty sure that Hanbin is proud of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was a great show.
It was a great show. Yeah.
A roller coaster of emotions. Icon, they are consummate professionals. Like, to me, they really put on a show. Like, it was a legitimate great show.
I think if they didn't pull off a funny phase on Just For You,
mm-hmm.
it would have been messier for me.
Yeah. I think that was part of the sort of storyline of the concert as well, is they make you cry. And Wait For Me, there's that
silence
where you do your part as part of the audience.
Where you try to recover.
But then you actually just end up crying a lot as well. And then they show up again at Just For You with these funny faces. It's like when we're a boyfriend and girlfriend and the girlfriend is crying and the boyfriend would make like funny faces to make the girl cry. Like that's what you're going for. It was kind of that theme. Yeah. It was cute, but I was still crying for a lot of it. Yeah. But yeah, I cried when Chanu was singing his parts because I know that's like
Hanbin's Dongyeok's parts also, and even Junae's. I think there are parts of we know that it was supposed to be Hanbin's part.
Yeah,
but you know when somebody else would sing it for him.
Yeah,
just to fill in on that gap.
Yeah, and it's not to say anything against the member.
They were really good.
They're really good. Yeah, and someone who's not as in deep into the fandom would probably not have noticed. Because they sang it like it was their parts. You know, it has been their parts since the first time. But, I mean, yeah.
So I think this concert is also one for the books. But
definitely.
More on the emotional
side. For different
side.
Reasons.
Yeah, for different reasons. Yeah. That's right.
I don't think I've ever flown to another country to watch a concert only to be made to cry.
Yeah.
So, I definitely remember this.
Literally, sinaktan ko yung sarili ko, bes.
Yes, exactly. So, but I mean, no regrets. And I think it was great to support the boys as well.
Yeah.
Also,
props to PD Nim for, like, hanging on.
Hanging on. She's the Hanbin stan. She held it together. She just came out of the shower, but she's here. TMI.
In sort of my defense, I was partly distracted because I'm at the other side of Pao and Dane, and they were both crying on my left, and there's an empty seat on my right, and then there's a pretty cute Japanese grandma, who's also enjoying the concert. So like my attention was torn, and to be honest, as a Hanbin stan, now I'm almost having ADHD. Like before, I'm laser focused, even if Hanbin is not the one who's talking. I need to know what he's doing, even during the times wherein he's not at the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
But now, he's not there. So now, like, my attention strays. So I cried, but only for very select parts. They cried more. Pao and Dane.
Oh, yeah, I definitely cried more. Like, it's insane how much I cried.
I am not gonna lie.
Like, yeah, I was so... Yeah, I didn't even expect that as well, but I was
bawling. This is the first time that we saw them... SOT6.
Yeah.
So, I'm still hanging on, in a way, that, you know, one day, in that fateful day, like what Jennifer Love Hewitt said in, what movie is that? Yung namatay yung jowa. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah, one day, someday is here. So, I'm really hopeful that one day, someday, Hanbin will really come back.
Yeah.
With the members. And happy birthday, Dane, for...
Thank you so much
for the drinks.
Thank you for the tour shirt. My second Icon tour shirt.
Arigato gozaimashita. I guess that's it. We're really hopeful that day two would be
day two, aka the last.
Yeah, the last day of the leg would be.
Yeah.
You know, more exciting. So we're just happy, but at the same time, emotional.
Yeah. A mixed bag, yeah. As always. But overall, I think
happy. We're a jelly bean.
And and still here to support the boys, yeah, all seven of them.
Of course. That's it.
And we'll see you in the next
episode,
I suppose. Yeah.
Alright. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Cool night.
Bye, guys.
Bye.